And many of those white girlfriends are actually prostitutes because he hangs out in the Vice District.
At the height of Jim Crow, crossing race lines for sex was considered a huge threat to social order.
Authorities begin to think about ways that they can bring him down through his relationships with white women.
A new law is created called the Mann Act, making it illegal to transport women across state lines for immoral purposes. It was also created in part to entrap Jack Johnson. With the Mann Act in place, the cops get a lead about one of Johnson's prostitute girlfriends named Lucille Cameron. The tip actually comes from Lucille's mother, who doesn't want her daughter dating a black man.
Lucille Cameron's mother goes to the police and tells them to arrest Jack Johnson for kidnapping her daughter. Lucille Cameron's mother tells the press, "I would rather have my daughter locked up forever in an insane asylum than become the plaything to this." Lucille saw it another way. She actually loved Jack Johnson, and she claims that she had already been a prostitute, so Jack Johnson didn't force her into that, and that they had a bona fide relationship. So the case falls apart. The Bureau of Investigation tries to search out other leads for possible girlfriends to implicate Johnson. They find a woman named Belle Schreiber, who again was another prostitute that Jack Johnson met in Chicago back in 1909, before the Mann Act was passed. But that didn't seem to bother federal authorities.
Because Schreiber was a scorned ex-girlfriend, she decides to cooperate with police and presses charges.